Welcome back to Community Connections with Hope Services, the Henry County Board of Developmental Disabilities, connecting our community through information, support, and a little bit of hope. I'm Carrie Bunk, and today we're talking about the importance of inclusive employment in Henry County. Joining us is Connor, who is employed at Petro Travel Center, and Phil Etal, a service and support administrator from Henry County Board of Developmental Disabilities. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you for having us today.
We are happy to be here.
Connor, tell us a little bit about yourself and where you work.
I do work at Petro Shopping Centers here in Napoleon, and one of the best things I like about my job is that all the stories where all the truck drivers been to for like each state and where they've been to, what they've seen, it's pretty cool and how they get to see stuff.
From all over.
Yeah.
What does having a job mean to you?
That I can live independently, make my own money, buy things when necessary.
So Phil, how does Henry County Board of DD help individuals find and keep jobs in the community?
Well, employment is one of the many ways we help people live, work, and thrive in the community. We work closely with individuals to learn about their interests, strengths, needs, and connect them with local employers and coordinate any employment services they might need. Everyone's different. Some people might need job development, coaching, transportation to and from work, any technology that might assist them, and any long-term follow-along services that help them keep their job.
How are these services funded?
Many of the employment services are made possible through partnership with Henry County Board of DD, HOPE Services, and agencies such as Opportunities for Ohioans with Disabilities when it's needed. Some of the services are through their waiver that's funded by Medicaid, and most importantly our levy tax dollars. Having those local funds allows us to provide those supports that are needed for people who might only need small supports just to help them live independently and maintain employment.
So, Connor, what kind of support helped you become successful in your job?
I had a job developer help me find this job, and so far it's been successful with this job.
So what would you say to an employer who has never hired someone with a developmental disability?
It's more about giving people a chance and see what strengths they have, because you can never know what strengths and good opportunities that employer can have.
Sometimes businesses value the employees that might come with a disability. They tend to be a little more dependable, dedicated, and keep a positive work culture. I know working with Connor the last 5 or 6 years that I've been here at Hope Services, she's had a couple different jobs, and all of her employment, when she would go from one job to another, they were sad to see her leave because she was dependable and hard worker.
So, Connor, what message would you like listeners to take away today?
That everybody has the opportunity to work, and even if it means taking your time and doing things, it's okay to take your time and doing things.
I think everyone deserves the opportunity to contribute to the community, earn the paycheck to help themselves live, and just be a part of something. And a lot of people use employment as their something.
Well, thank you both for sharing your story and helping us learn about the impact of inclusive employment here in Henry County.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Carrie.
Thank you for having us.
If you'd like to learn more about Hope Services, visit www.henrydd.org. Follow us on social media or call our office at 419-599-2892. Thank you for listening to Community Connections with Hope Services, the Henry County Board of Developmental Disabilities, where together we empower individuals and strengthen our community. Until next time, take care and stay connected with hope.